From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. The five-year-old war in Syria is the focus of diplomats Tuesday in Vienna, where the 17-nation International Syria Support Group is meeting to discuss stalled political talks, difficulties in maintaining a ceasefire deal, and uneven UN results in delivering humanitarian aid. The ceasefire, which went into effect at the end of February, brought a dramatic drop in overall violence in Syria, but that progress has slowly eroded. The United States and Russia are trying to use their influence to convince competing sides to stand by the agreement, as they also try to support peace talks that have so far made little progress. Iraq's security forces have announced the start of an operation to retake control of Ar-Rutba, a town in western Anbar province that links Islamic State-controlled areas there with the Jordanian and Syrian borders. U.S. Defense Department spokesman Peter Cook spoke to reporters Monday about the operation.
Other than to acknowledge what we have previously, that there are small teams of U.S. forces that are on the ground, effectively meeting and getting a better sense of the players on the ground, so that we have a sense of, for example, ISIL's presence in Libya, the level of strength, and the level of strength as well as some of those other forces on the ground. But I'm not going to characterize it other than to say these are small groups of Americans who have, again, maintained a small presence in Libya.
Earlier this year, Islamic State lost control of a stretch of territory in eastern Syria and across the border near Sinjar, Iraq, which interrupted what had been a line of control. This is VOA News.